This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we're exploring something maybe a little unexpected. A specific kind of personal advice. We're looking at the often, let's face it, nerve-wracking world of first dates.
Always tricky territory.
Right. So our source material for this deep dive, it's these excerpts from something called Astrological First Dates by Zodiac Sign.
Okay. Intriguing title.
It is. Mm-hmm. But okay, before you start thinking charts and planets, let's be super clear. Our goal today isn't about proving or disproving astrology itself. Not at all. We're really here to explore the premise of a guide like this. And maybe more importantly, what are the broader implications?
Yeah, what does it mean that this kind of advice exists and is popular?
Exactly. The core question the source asks is really direct. Astrological first date ideas. What works for each sign? So this deep dive is all about understanding why that question is so, I don't know, immediately appealing. Why do we seek out this really specific astrologically driven advice for dating? And what does that tell us about how we as humans approach making first impressions? Okay, let's unpack this.
Well, what's fascinating out of the bat is how direct it is. That question, what works for each sign? It just speaks straight to this fundamental human desire we have, you know, for clarity, for guidance, maybe even predictability, especially when you're in these high stakes social moments.
Like a first date.
Exactly. Uncertainty is kind of the name of the game there. So this sets us up nicely to explore why we're drawn to such prescriptive advice. And yeah, what does it suggest about our search for, I don't know, social shortcuts, ways to navigate connection?
Yeah, shortcuts is a good word because when you see a title like Astrological First Dates by Zodiac Sign, it feels like a bold claim, right? The idea that something is, well, broad as your birth month, your zodiac sign, could actually dictate the perfect first date. It implies that this single factor holds the key to something really personal and really nuanced.
It's definitely an intriguing proposition. You can see the pull.
Definitely. And that core question, what works for each sign? That emphasis is on specificity. It's not just, you know, generic advice like be yourself or
find common ground. Yeah, we've heard those.
Right. This promises something different, like a tailored blueprint, a specific strategy for each of the 12 signs. So like maybe for Leo, the guide suggests something grand, maybe a show, somewhere they feel special.
Right, focusing on attention, maybe some flair.
And then for, say, a Capricorn, it might be more structured. Maybe an intellectual dinner or a museum, something with substance.
Okay, so different approaches based on the sign.
Exactly. Yeah. And again, we're not here to say if those specific suggestions are right or wrong. The point is the allure of having them. It's like suggesting your sun sign unlocks the secret to a great first outing. And when you're stressed about first impressions, that promise of a blueprint is powerful.
It really is. And building on that, on managing the risk and uncertainty, This kind of guide taps into something really fundamental in us, our tendency to categorize things, to look for patterns. We create these frameworks to understand the world, right?
Yeah, we do that all the time.
From, you know, ancient philosophers mapping the stars to modern algorithms predicting what we'll buy, we build systems to make sense of complexity.
And human behavior, especially in dating, is about as complex as it gets.
Arguably, yes. So this source, by asking what works for each sign, it plays right into that deep need to simplify, to put things, maybe people, into boxes.
Even if the boxes are as broad as zodiac sign.
Exactly. And what's really interesting here psychologically is how this taps into something called the illusion of control.
Be sure you have control.
Yeah, it's this bias where we tend to overestimate how much influence we have over events, especially on certain ones, like first dates.
Ah, I see. So this guide makes you feel more in control.
Precisely. It makes you feel more prepared, like you've got an edge, even if the actual predictability of how two people will connect remains, you know, inherently low.
So it reduces the stress of deciding what to do.
Yes. It reduces what psychologists call cognitive load, that mental effort we spend making decisions. It's like outsourcing some of the planning.
That makes so much sense. The illusion of control and reducing cognitive load. So thinking about someone navigating dating, feeling maybe a bit lost, what does this promise of what works for each sign really give them?
Well, it offers that blueprint we talked about.
Right. Not just a vague idea, but a supposedly tailored plan based on a birth date.
And for someone like maybe you listening who likes learning things quickly, getting those aha moments, This feels like instant insight.
Like a shortcut to understanding the other person.
Exactly. It feels like you're getting a peek behind the curtain into their personality, their preferences. Mm. And in dating, that feels incredibly valuable, practical even.
Yeah, like you've got insider information.
Mm-hmm. And the appeal of that peek behind the curtain is huge. It tackles that anxiety we feel. We all want those aha moments, those quick wins. This kind of source provides a narrative, a lens to view potential partners through. It speaks to that deep desire to understand people quickly. But what's also fascinating is how these broad categories, even if they aren't scientifically proven, can feel surprisingly accurate sometimes.
Oh, yeah. How does that work?
It relates to something called the Barnum effect. You ever heard of that?
Vaguely? Maybe. Remind me.
It's basically the tendency for people to accept vague and general personality descriptions as uniquely applicable to themselves. Think horoscopes or personality quizzes sometimes.
Ah, okay. So if the guide says a Taurus enjoys comfort and good food,
many people who identify as Taurus might go, yeah, that's totally me. Even though, well, lots of people enjoy comfort and good food, regardless of their sign.
Right. It feels specific, but it's actually quite general.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it reinforces the feeling that the guide is accurate. It makes you pause and think, how much weight do we put on these broad labels compared to just observing the actual person?
That's a really good point about the Barnum effect. So what this guide, Astrological First Dates by Zodiac Sign, offers is unique then. It's not just general advice. It's a specific, seemingly pre-planned path for each sign. It's tapping into that very real need for personalized recommendations. We're swimming in generic advice, right?
We are.
So this promises to cut through all that noise and give you the answer for that specific person based on one easily found fact about them.
It's definitely a compelling offer in our search for connection, a quick hit of perceived wisdom.
But as you mentioned earlier, what about the trade-offs? Does relying on this kind of really prescriptive advice actually empower us? Or does it maybe limit something, limit authentic connection?
And that really is the core dilemma, isn't it? On one side, having this information, this blueprint, it can feel really empowering. It can boost your confidence, maybe reduce that decision fatigue we talked about.
Yeah, make it easier to just pick something.
Right. And maybe it even pushes you to try something new if you usually do coffee dates. But the guide suggests something adventurous for a Sagittarius.
It gets you out of your rut.
Could do. It could lead to a new experience. That's the potential upside.
Okay. But the downside?
Well, the question becomes, does this approach really help you understand the person better? Or does it create a kind of filter?
A filter. How so?
By relying on that preset blueprint, are you maybe creating an expectation? Does it override your own intuition or stop you from seeing the unique individual sitting across from you?
Seeing them beyond the label.
Exactly. Are we prioritizing the label, oh, they're a Leo, so they must like, over the actual lived experience of getting to know them?
That's a delicate balance.
It really is. Relying too heavily on these external frameworks, even conceptual ones like this, for our personal interactions, it could potentially stifle spontaneity, that genuine discovery that often makes connections meaningful. You risk bringing a preconceived idea to the date rather than just an open mind.
A lot to think about there. So we've taken this deep dive into the whole concept behind Astrological First Dates by Zodiac Sign, and that really interesting question it asks, what works for each sign?
We've looked at how it taps into that very human desire for guidance, for quick insights, maybe for a sense of control, especially when it comes to first impressions and dating.
Yeah, exploring the appeal, the psychology behind it, and how it interacts with how we make our own choices.
Right.
And I think this brings up a really important question for you listening right now. When you find yourself in a new social situation, maybe planning an outing with someone new, where do you look for your own deep dive of insights?
Yeah, where do you get your intel?
Is it a quick guide like this? Is it your own gut feeling? Advice from friends? Or maybe something else entirely? And what does your go-to source reveal about your own approach to connection and how you make decisions in your personal life?
Are you looking for that blueprint, or are you more comfortable embracing the messy, unpredictable journey of just figuring it out?
Exactly. It's something to think about.
Definitely something to think about. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into guidance psychology and the ever-interesting art of the first date. We hope it's given you something fascinating to mull over. Until next time.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.